protection.
Thank you.
Christian time. So diplomatics was a science developed in 1681 to study the nature, genesis, characteristics, structure, transmission, and consequences of all records. Now, from diplomatics were born all the other philological sciences, paleography, geography, heraldry, philology, exegesis, semiotics, etc. They were all chapters within this initial diplomatics book, which then were taken forward by other scientists, like paleography in 1703 by Bonfasson. The application of diplomatics in order to identify records and establish their integrity gave origin to what was called the Bella Diplomatica, the diplomatics wars, which were indeed the trials in court, because as Bonifacio said, it is so much better to win by reason than to win by war. And that's what exactly happened. These diplomatic wars, which particularly in Germany were carried out constantly, gave origin to what is called, what became the law of evidence. So by mid-18th century, all faculties of law in Europe taught these forensic disciplines, including paleography and geography and so on. But not just jurists were trained in these disciplines, other professionals were. So in 1811 in Naples, the first school for archivists was developed and taught all of them. In 1821 in Paris, Le Paul de Chart was developed to educate researchers and scholars, not archivists, and also all those disciplines were taught. In 1821, Marburg Archive School was produced archivist for the public government. In 1854, Vienna, the School of Auxiliary Disciplines of History, prepared historians in these forensic disciplines. In 1925, around the Special School for Archivists and Librarians added librarians to the list of all the professionals who were educated in the forensic disciplines and in archival methods. So we can say that by that time, by the 20th century, archival knowledge and therefore in general the knowledge of archivists was a result of this interdisciplinary mix of diplomatics, paleography, other auxiliary disciplines, archival methods, but mostly history of the law, administrative law, and law of evidence. Now, today, archivists are called to act as forensic experts, for example, in assessing the identity and the integrity of records stored in a variety of obsolete or nearly obsolete hardware and software in formats, etc. But it is also true something else, that digital forensic experts, this brand new profession that has been developing often out of police force, are called to act as archivists more and more. They have to identify what digital materials fall under the definition of business records. They have to keep them intact for as long as needed. Indeed, in some cases, material goes to trial 10 years after it has been acquired. And so we have an issue of record keeping systems capable of keeping these records. The Supreme Court of Alberta in Canada has just established that all the records, digital records, all records that participate in any trial must be kept forever. So digital forensic experts need archival knowledge on records trustworthiness, on the concept of record and on record keeping. But we need the forensics experts' understanding of integrity, which is much more sophisticated than the one we have, and their understanding of the processes of access, identification, and acquisition. So why the trustworthiness of records is problematic to digital forensics? Well, first of all, because the law on which digital forensics aims to serve prefers the original of any document to any other copy or draft or whatever. preservation of the record. So that's what, from context. And here is where the archival knowledge is mostly needed. In fact, the digital forensic view of records trustworthiness is very limited in the sense that reliability, for example, is defined on is based on the source of the document. And this source can be either a reliable person or a reliable software. We know that in diplomatics and archival science, we also need a control process of creation and maintenance. We also need the completeness of the records forms. So it is a much more sophisticated concept. So is accuracy that in digital forensics is specifically an aspect of integrity. Authenticity, which is defined mostly like reliability again, without a specific difference. Authentication, on the other hand, is the most developed concept that they have in the context of trustworthiness. And they consider authentication to be proof of authenticity provided by a witness who can testify about the existence or substance of the record. Or, in the absence of such person, a computer program assuring computer integrity. We'll go back in a minute to integrity. What is a record is equally problematic. Why? Because in digital forensics, a record is defined in relation to the hearsay exceptions, to the exceptions of the hearsay rule. So, not as absolute entities, but as in the way they can be admissible as evidence. So, therefore, while in general the law defines a document, a record as a document made or received in the usual and ordinary course of business and kept for the purposes of such business by a person who is assigned to do so and who has direct knowledge of the facts, when they actually distinguish the type of records, they distinguish them according to the amount of human intervention in the record. Because of course, if there is human intervention, then it falls under the exception to the hearsay rule. And that would be a computer stored record, like an email, a report, etc. But if there is no human intervention, so it's the result of systems talking to each other, then there is an argument whether this may be admissible as an exception to the hearsay rule, or not at all, should be treated as scientific evidence. Therefore, not looking at its substance, but as demonstrative evidence as opposed to substantial evidence. And then there is a mix of computer stored and generated records like spreadsheet records which receive human input which then is processed by the computer. So this is what we can teach. Records, trustworthiness, etc. But what can we learn? There is lots we can learn about integrity. Digital forensic experts distinguish data integrity, the fact that data are not modified without proper authorization, from duplication integrity, the fact that given a data set, the process of creating a duplicate of the data does not modify them, and the duplicate is an exact copy of the original set. Because differently from the wax tablets of the Roman times, digital and it is generally accepted within the relevant scientific community. So you can see there is a strong symbiosis here that is possible to build between the knowledge that computer forensics experts have of the integrity of data, of copies of systems, of computers, etc., and the way of assessing it, and our knowledge of the fundamental concepts and methods. And indeed, two more principles from computer forensics are essential to us, and they are the non-interference, that is the method used to gather and analyze or acquire and preserve digital data records does not change the digital entities, and identifiable interference is the method used does alter the entities, but the changes are identifiable. And these principles, which embody the ethical and professional stance of digital forensic experts, are consistent indeed with the traditional impartial stance of the archivist, as well as with its responsibility as neutral third party and trusted custodian. So this is my last slide, which is my perspective on the kind of knowledge that has either been given to archivists and digital forensic experts alike, or as to result in a new kind of professional working team with all of us, and indeed would include the foundation of archival science, records management, diplomatics, but also digital forensics, law of evidence, and information assurance in cybersecurity. Thank you.
Thank you for the introduction, and Matt, thank you for the invitation to be here.